Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, The Killing of the Demon Agasura, Text Number 12. Yad para pumsura bahu janva kritrato Tridatma vira yogi vira apyalabhyaya Saeva yadrig vishayak svayam sitak Kanvaryate dishtam ato vrajaukasam. Yet, whose parapangsu, dust of the lotus feet, bahujanma, in many births, krishataha, from undergoing severe austerities and penances, as a way of practicing yoga, meditation, etc. Trita Atmabhi, by persons able to control the mind. Yogi B, by such yogis. Jnani yogis, Raja yogis, Dhyana yogis, etc. Api, indeed, alabhya, cannot be achieved. Saha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, indeed, yadrig vishaya, has become the object of direct vision. Face to face. Swayam, personally, stitaha, present in front of them. Kim, what? Varnyate, can be described. Dishtam, about the fortune. Ataha, therefore, Raja Alkasam, of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. Vrindavana. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yama, niyama, asana, and pranayama, none of which are easily performed. Yet in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of the dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe? What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, Vrindavana, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lived, and who saw the Lord face to face? Purport. We can simply imagine the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrindavana. It is impossible to describe how, after many, many births of pious activities, they have become so fortunate. Text 13. My dear Parikshit, thereafter there appeared a great demon named Agasura, whose death was awaited even by the demigods. The demigods drank nectar every day, but still they feared this great demon and awaited his death. This demon could not tolerate the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed in the forest by the cowherd boys. Purport. One may ask how Krishna's pastimes could be interrupted by a demon. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur answers this question by saying that although the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed by the cowherd boys could not be stopped, unless they stopped the transcendental pleasure of their various activities, they could not eat their lunch. Therefore, at lunchtime, Agasura appeared by the arrangement of Yogamaya, so that for the time being they could stop their activities and take lunch. Changing varieties are the mother of enjoyment. The cowherd boys could continuously play, then stop, and then again enjoy in a different way. Therefore, every day a demon would come and interrupt their sporting pastimes. The demon would be killed, and then the boys would engage again in their transcendental pastimes. Perhaps because we're not so absorbed in our transcendental devotional service, therefore we don't need a demon to come to remind us to take lunch. Matter of fact, if a demon came, we'd probably ignore him and just take lunch and wish best for the demon. In any case, yoga maya, maha maya, for the devotee, they're not different because they're both under Krishna's control. So Krishna makes all kinds of arrangements, since in his Bhauma Leela, part of his pastimes is Pritranaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Tadiskritam. He's supposed to annihilate the demons. Therefore, it is not exactly the same pastimes as in the spiritual world, in the sense that in the spiritual world there are no demons, and therefore their pastimes are not interrupted. But actually, Krishna's pastimes are not interrupted because killing demons is also one of his pastimes. And sometimes the coward boys also take part in helping Krishna kill the demon, or at least assisting him, or at least encouraging him. When Dhananakasura first he went to Krishna, and Krishna picked him up and threw him to Govardhan Hill, and he hit his head on Govardhan Hill, and was unconscious for some time. And he woke up and he picked up Govardhan Hill and threw it at Krishna. He wasn't just an ordinary demon. And then Krishna caught the Govardhan Hill and threw it back at him and knocked him unconscious again. This time he thought it wise, when Dhananakasura woke up, he thought it was wise not to attack Krishna again. So instead he attacked Balaram. But Balaram didn't tolerate him at all. He just picked up Dhananakasura by his hooves, because Dhananakasura went to kick Balaram. Balaram took his hooves, grabbed his hooves and whirled him around until he died due to the centrifugal force, and then threw him into a tree, into a palm tree. And then the palm tree fell down due to the weight of Dhananakasura and hit another palm tree, which also collapsed. In the whole forest, one palm tree after another collapsed onto each other, and then the whole forest was full of trees that had fallen, and all their fruits had fallen with them. In any case, during the fight, Sridham took up a ball and hit Dhananakasura with it. I don't know what the effect was, but anyhow. Sudam, I believe, punched him. So the coward boys also have a certain amount of potency too, but it wasn't enough. So it is not that the coward boys simply watch Krishna. They also participate personally in the pastime. It's like when they enter into the mouth, we'll find out, they enter into the mouth of Agasura. So they're also part of the pastime. We can just imagine how much faith the coward boys had in Krishna, because at least some of them realized it wasn't a statue. It was actually a demon who was opening his mouth to swallow all of them. And still they marched into the demon's mouth. Now, most of us would run the other way. We saw such a demon. It would not be such a pleasant experience unless you're transcendental and had complete faith in Krishna. In any case, we should also have faith that whatever is happening is also part of Krishna's pastimes. And nothing is happening by accident. Everything is happening for the sole purpose Krishna saha jagna praja shesva puro prokta prajapati anena prasavishadvam esha yo fish takamadu. That in charge of the various nests, it says, oh, no, excuse me. The demigods being satisfied by performance, that's not right either. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures, which is sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and bless them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, because the performance will bestow upon you all desirable things. So yajna by Vishnu, if we're performing yajna, everything what will happen will be auspicious. Of course, sometimes we'll be put into difficulty. In fact, Kali Yuga means there's so much difficulty. But if we voluntarily accept the difficulty as part of our service to Krishna and remain steady, then Krishna says that tatenu kamparam susamikshamano punjana evatmakritam vipakam ridvagvapu virva didam namaste jivetas sad bhakti. Let's see. Jiveta takti vaya dak. No, no, that's right. Jiveta san mukti sade sadaya bhak. Sadaya bhak means one becomes the rightful inheritor of the transcendental platform of Vaikuntha. One becomes eligible to enter into Vaikuntha. That becomes his rightful claim, his inheritance. But one has to first of all see things properly. Tate nukampam. One should know that what we're trying to get is Krishna's compassion. There's no way that we're going to make any spiritual advancement just by taking it easy. There's no easy, we don't, as they say in America, tread water in devotional service and then expect at the end of life the Vaikuntha airplane will come and take us back to the spiritual kingdom. If we want to stay in the material world, we're certainly welcome. There's plenty of things to do here. In so many species of life, we can't be sure that if we remain complacent that we'll always get a human form of life, life after life. Sometime we have to become a little serious. And only when we become serious and we show Krishna that we're serious, do we invoke his compassion. Krishna doesn't become compassionate watching us take our 25 glove limits to the feast. Krishna doesn't become overwhelmed with compassion. Oh, my devotee, he's such a good eater. Let me bring them back to the spiritual world. There's plenty to eat there. No, Krishna becomes compassionate when he sees we're making an effort to serve him. Of course, eating prasadam is also service, but it has to be done with devotion. Krishna's stomach only has so much to fill, and then we have to do something else. It's only one of the many services we have. And tatenu kampam susamikshamano, we have to see things properly. In other words, what are we supposed to? Su means big, actually broad. Not small, like du means limited, very small space. Su samiksha, sama means equal. With an equal what? Iksha, vision. Seeing everything equal, everything is part of Krishna, everything coming from Krishna, everything done by Krishna. That's intelligence, iksha, to see things properly. And then samana, mana means that the mind becomes pacified, equal. When we see everything equally in relation to Krishna, then the mind becomes equal too, becomes pacified. And what is that vision? How does it attain? Tate nukampam susamikshama. Bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. One realizes whatever we're going through is a result of our previous activities. If there is difficulty, then it's due to our previous sinful activities. Susamikshamana. Bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Vipakam. due to the different levels of sinful activity that we perform. But if we go on praying within our heart to engage our body, mind, and words in Krishna's service, jiveta san mukti sadai sadayabha, then one becomes the jiveta. Then living in that way, jiveta san mukti pudai sadayabha, then one actually achieves real liberation from all misconceptions. Because Krishna becomes compassionate. He sees that the devotee is willing to undergo so much difficulty in his service, remain equally poised, and then Krishna removes the difficulties because one passes Krishna's test. And then one becomes eligible to go to the spiritual world. So tests are there. They're always there. Dukeshu va manang manak sukeshu vigata spriha vita raga vaya krodha stita dhira muni uchite. One who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, who is freed from attachment and fear and anger, is known as a sage of steady intelligence or steady mind. So we have to become aware of the fact that when we're in difficulty, Krishna is just giving a little pinprick. Well, actually, we deserve the electric chair. And when there is a great success or something positive that's happening to us, we should understand Krishna is very merciful. He's giving us an opportunity to serve him even better. The aim is not simply to put ourselves in a comfortable position. The aim is to put our, when we're in a comfortable position, is to utilize that comfortable position to serve Krishna even better. If you're distributing books and suddenly become joyful, and you become fearless, and you seem to be enlivened and empowered, that's not the end of book distribution. I've reached the goal. The goal is to utilize that to distribute more books. And then we'll become even further advanced in spiritual life. Not that I finally got, I'm in ecstasy now, let me go home. No, now that I'm in ecstasy, now I'm actually probably better able to perform my service. And if there's some problems, no one's taking a book, no one, people are criticizing me, whatever, then it's a great opportunity to learn tolerance and to go on with even more determination and show Krishna our sincerity. When we're in ecstasy, then of course it's necessary to show Krishna we're sincere, that we're not simply trying to enjoy our ecstasy, we're trying to serve him, and therefore we go on. And if suddenly some problem comes up, we don't give up. But we go on with determination. And that way, mam jayo vyabhacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One is engaged in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman. And then Krishna is possible to achieve. Then we can perform pure devotional service. But there's a vision we have to acquire, and we have to believe in it. We have to accept it and act according to it. When Arjuna asks Krishna, what are the symptoms of a self-realized person? We should know what they are. Otherwise, how do we know if we're making progress towards self-realization, if that's our goal? Prakasham cha pravittim cha moham eva cha pandava advaishti sampravritani nirvritani kankshiti udasina advarasina guna yo na vichalyate gunavar dharanta itye vam yovatishtite nangate samadukha sukha swastha samalostra smakanshana tulya priyataro tulyas tulya mitvrari pakshayo savaramba prityagi gunati tax uchite. Everyone understands? You understand? Did you say?
Okay.
Pravitim cha, prakasham cha, nivritim cha, moham eva cha pandava, advaistina vritani nivritani kanchati, gunati takti, prakasham cha, vritim cha, moham eva cha pandava, advaistina sampravritani nivritani kanchati, udasina advarasina gunayo navichayate, Gunavar tanti itye vam yovatishti nengite samaduka sakasvasta samulasrasma kanchana tulya priyat priyoti aras dira dira samsuti mana pamanyo diras tulya matrari pakshyo savaramba prityagi gunati taksu uchite. What's that? Yeah, give her the microphone.
I'm saying that she's samaduka, dukkha is pain or sadness. So one is who is taking poison, happiness and pain, and the first one is prakritim cha,
prakasham cha, puritim cha.
Yeah, somebody who sees with the equal vision.
Good guess. Prakasham cha, puritim cha, moham eva cha pandava. One who doesn't become elated when there is illumination, or becomes disturbed when there is prakasham cha, puritim cha, when there is material desires, moham eva cha pandava, or when he's put into illusion. One who doesn't become elated or distressed when he's put into illumination, anxiety, or illusion. Prakasham cha, pravritim cha, moham eva cha. Idveshti sampravritani. When he's dveshti, when he's averse or he's attached, he doesn't become disturbed by these things. Prakasham cha, pravritim cha, moham eva cha. Nidveshti sampravritani, ninivritani kangshiti. He's not disturbed by whatever is happening externally. Prakasham cha puritim cha moham eva cha pandava nadveshti sampravritani ninivritani kangshati. Udasina advarasina gunayo. Udasina advarasino. Udasinad varasino guna no yoga no vichalyate. Who's unwavering and disturbed through all the reactions of the material qualities, remaining neutral and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active and that one is situated in the self in regards to happiness and distress. Udasina means neutral, I believe. Dasina. Some pretend. As if neutral. Yeah, dasina. Asina. Situated. Gunai. By the qualities. Yah, who never vichalyate, is agitated by the qualities. Yeah, it's one who's just. Sees like an observer. That we're the soul and the body, and one sees. Observes what's happening and experiences what's happening. But doesn't become disturbed by it, because he knows it's like the seasonal changes. Sometimes we'll be up, and sometimes we'll be down. The body will be down. Sometimes the mind will be up. Sometimes it's going to be down. But it's not the end of it. It's not that when we're up, we're going to be up forever, stay high forever. And when we're down, we're going to be down forever. That's not the way the material world works. It's the beginning. The material world will always be a yo-yo. That's the way it's devised. But one who's not attached to it doesn't have to go up and down with the mind. One can remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. So the Gaura boys, in spite of whatever difficulties they were supposedly put into, they were always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they saw it like a play. They saw it as a game that they were playing. They didn't take it seriously. Even they were swallowed by Gagasura, and apparently they were killed, but Krishna simply revived them by his glance, and they all came out victorious. So it's all part of the play they were playing, because no one dies. But apparently they were at least put unconscious in trance by Gagasura, by being in his belly. But they came, Krishna glanced at them, and they came back again. Because we don't try to imitate the coward boys. We try to follow their footsteps and serve Krishna and be confident that Krishna will help us advance in devotional service in spite of whatever situation we may find ourselves under. So I'll stop there. Prakasham cha, nirritim cha, moham eva cha pandava, nidveshti samparitani ni nivritani kankshiti. Udasinadvarasino gunaya yovichalyate gunavartanti ityevam yovitishade nengate samaduka sukasvasta samulostrasma kanksha tulya priya priya dhiras tulya mitrari pakshayo sarvarambha prityagi gunakti taksu uchate. One is It's 14, chapter 4, 22 to 25. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, he who does not hate illumination, attachment, delusion when they are present, nor long for them when they disappear, was unwavering and undisturbed through all these reactions of material qualities, remaining neutral and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active, was situated in the self and regards alike happiness and distress, looks upon a lump of earth, a stone, and a piece of gold with an equal eye, was equal to the desirable and the undesirable, was steady, situated equally well in praise and blame, honor and dishonor, treats alike both friend and enemy, and has renounced all material activities, such a person is said to have transcended the modes of nature. Okay. Kuala, any questions? Everyone ready to transcend the modes of nature? Look alike. Friends and enemies? Krishna says that's the most difficult thing. Sarin Madhya Udasina Madhwaistid. Dvesha bandishu, sadustra pitra papeshu, samabu buddhir vishishite. Person is said to be further advanced when he regards the honest well-wisher, friends and enemies, the indifferent, the impartial. Person is considered further advanced when he regards honest well-wishers, affectionate benefactors, the neutral mediators, the envious friends and enemies, the pious and the sinners, all with an equal mind. As long as they take a book, they're good. All right. Kuala. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.